Triple M Southwest this morning. It's Angie for breakfast. And I'm not sure if you realise this, because I certainly didn't, but it is National Chronic Pain Week this week. So on the line with me this morning, actually from a hospital bed, Aki No, who's the Executive Director of Chronic Pain Australia. Aki, you doing all right?
I'm doing okay. I'm doing as best I can. I tried my best to line up all my stars to ensure that I would be not in a hospital bed during National Pain Week, Chronic Pain Australia's biggest campaign of the year, and yet here I am. So I'm just chugging along as best I can, which is what a lot of people living with chronic pain are doing every day.
And I feel like this is kind of what it's all about, isn't it? It's highlighting this sort of, it's not a very visible thing, chronic pain. I mean, I had a very small taste of it when I was much younger after a car accident with whiplash. You know, there's no broken bones. There's no like big scars. People can't see something visually. But it is constant and relenting. What is this? Because you guys have released the data of a big survey. What have you found?
So with chronic pain, it's any pain that lasts longer than 3 months. It doesn't actually talk to the severity. Some people would live with very severe and disabling chronic pain. And with the National Pain Survey, so it's a survey that Chronic Pain Australia organises every year, and every year we've had between 1,200 to 1,600 people in pain respond to our questions, answering every aspect of what their life is living in pain. And you're quite right, it is an invisible thing. And because it is invisible, a lot of people do say that they experience quite a lot of stigma and discrimination because they don't look like what someone living with chronic pain should look like. But the thing is, what should someone in chronic pain living with chronic pain look like? I'm a young person. If you saw me on the street, you would have not been able to have seen that I do live with quite debilitating chronic pain, and I have had multiple spinal surgeries and wrist surgeries, and I've had tumours removed, and I've had lots of other things going on in my life, and I live with quite severe debilitating pain, but you won't be able to see that. So a big challenge our community members do experience is that stigma, and sometimes that stigma is more debilitating than the pain itself.
And people have expressed that they're not happy with the way or the level of care or what's being done with them managing their chronic pain. Is there something that those of us who don't suffer from it can be aware of, so we can maybe help a little bit in a small way?
Right. So what you're alluding to is the National Pain Survey. So we did ask about the relationships between healthcare professionals and people living in pain, and they rated their... So from last year, the score was 8 out of 10, and from this year to this year is actually 5 out of 10 for their relationship with their GP, and their relationship with their pharmacist was an 8 out of 10 to a 4 out of 10. And a lot of that has to do with empathy, communication, understanding, and the stigma, but also some of the regulations that have to do with some medications relating to living with chronic pain. And some of those regulations just make a lot more hoops and barriers to jump through for people living with chronic pain. And some people, no matter what they do, no matter how many allied health professionals, no matter what chronic pain management programs they go through, they are going to require medications to be able to have some quality of life. And for those people, it's just that much harder to be able to access what they need to be able to live their life.
Well, thank you so much for letting us know about it, letting us know that it is National Pain Week. I'm so sorry you're in the hospital, Aki, and I really hope you're on the mend soon.
No, thank you for having me. Thank you for having me, Angie. For anyone else that wants some information, visit nationalpainweek.org.au, and lots of information on there, and also Chronic Pain Australia social, then use the hashtag NPW2020 to connect with other individuals living with chronic pain and sharing their stories.